एवं
शुपन
धनुषि
संधितम
रूपससार्जा
बाणम
सा
वज्रम
इव
तद्
धृतयम्
विदेथा
सोऽसृग्
वमन्
दशमुखैर्
न्यपतत्
विमानाय
धाहेति
चोपति
जने
सुकृतीव
रक्तः
एवं क्षिपन् धनुषि
संधितमुत्ससर्जा
स वज्रमिव तद्धृधयं बिभेद
सोऽसृग्वमन्
दशमुखार्ण्यपथद्भिमानाद्
हेति
जौपति जने
सुकृतीव
रिक्तः
एवम्
इन् दिस् वे क्षिपन्
चास्टैसिङ्ग्
रावण
धनुषि
ओन् द बो
संधितम्
फिक्स्ड्
एन् एरो
Utsasarja,
released
toward him.
Banam,
the arrow.
Saha,
that arrow.
Vajramiva,
like a thunderbolt.
Tatpridiyam,
the heart of Ravana.
Bipeda,
pierced.
Saha,
he,
Ravana.
Asrik,
blood.
Vaman,
vomiting.
Dashamukaihi,
through
the ten mouths.
Nyapatat,
fell down.
Vimanat,
from
his airplane.
Ha ha,
alas,
what happened?
Iti,
thus.
Jolpati,
roaring.
Jone,
when
all the people present
there.
Sukriti,
Eva,
like
a pious man.
Riktaha,
when
the results of his
pious activities
are finished.
After
thus rebuking
Ravana,
Lord Ramchandra
fixed
an arrow to his
bow,
aimed at
Ravana,
and released
the arrow,
which pierced
Ravana's heart
like a thunderbolt.
Upon
seeing this,
Ravana's
followers raised
a tumultuous
sound,
crying,
"Alas,
alas, what has
happened? What has happened?"
As
Ravana,
vomiting
blood from his
ten mouths,
fell
from his airplane,
just as
a pious man
falls to earth
from the
heavenly planets
when the
results of his
pious activities
are
exhausted.
Purport.
In Bhagavad Gita
it is said,
Shine punye
martyalokam
vishanti.
When the
results of their
pious activities
are exhausted,
those
who have enjoyed in the
heavenly
planets
fall again to
earth.
The
fruitive
activities of
this material world
are such
that whether
one acts
piously
or
impiously,
one
must remain
within the material
world
according
to different
conditions,
for
neither pious
nor
impious actions
can relieve
one from Maya's
clutches
of repeated
birth and death.
Somehow
or other, Ravana
was raised to
an exalted position
as the
king of a great kingdom
with all
material opulences.
But
because of his
sinful act
of kidnapping
Mother Sita,
all
the results of his
pious activities
were
destroyed.
If
one offends an
exalted
personality,
especially
the Supreme
Personality of
Godhead,
one
certainly becomes
most abominable.
Bereft
of the results of
pious activities,
one must
fall down like
Ravana
and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatpratena nirmala. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he's always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samatitayatan brahmapuyaya kolpate. Ravana, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because, after all, they are bound by the results of their karma. Karmana daivanetrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamana ani gunai karmani sarvasha ahamkara vimutatma kartaham dimanyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurau Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shadrashatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvetam Shavatutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vaishnavi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Evam kṣipan tanuṣi santitam utsa sarja bānam sabhajramiva tad tridhayan pipeda so śrīgvamandaśa mukhaira nipatad vimānat tahe tijolpati jane sukati varipta so śrīgvamandaśa mukhaira. Ravana, by his good fortune, obtained 10 heads. But at the end, it simply meant that he had 10 mouths to vomit blood from. This is the result when we get some credit and misuse it. Then, worse than useless. Namam duskriti namuda. Duskriti. Kriti means meritorious activities. And duskriti means some result of pious credit misused. One gets good education, becomes a good scholar, and misuses his scholarship to oppose the personality of Godhead, to speculate and to write all rubbish. One gets money and uses it for sense gratification, forgetfulness of one's eternal position. One gets, in that way, some pious credit and misuses it. Ravana had 10 heads. But what was the use of having 10 heads? Ten bad heads. Better to have one good head. Even half a head. Sometimes Prabhupada accuses us of having half a brain, but at least if you can have a half a brain and use it in Krishna consciousness, that's better than having 10 heads and misusing them all for mischievous activities. In Bhagavatam also it's said that if one doesn't engage in the service of the Lord, then everything one has is useless. Suppose you have a turban, though you become a big king or a big man, you have a fancy turban. But then that turban is just a burden if your head is not engaged in bowing down before Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that if you're thrown in the water and you have a heavy turban on your head, it just means that you drown faster. Similarly, the hands, if not engaged in devotional service, are like the hands of a dead man. Or your wife, she has nice bangles on her hands. But if she's not engaged in devotional service, she's like a corpse. The legs, if not engaged in going to the temple, the holy places, are like tree stumps. It's useless. But everything not engaged in the service of Krishna is useless or harmful. So here, sukritiva ripta, the results of pious activities are temporary. They'll be finished after some time. Shine punya martya lokam vishanti. By evam trayi tanam nupra punya gata gatam kama kama alahanti. In the Bhagavad Gita, should be the ninth chapter, it said that by pious activities, one goes to the higher planets, but te tam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam. Shine punye martyu lokam vishanti. Evam trayi dharma manu prapanna tatagatam kama kama lokate. By pious activities, one may go to the heavenly planets and drink somaras and get so many pious results. Svargatim pratyante. Yagyarishtva svargatim pratyante. One wants to go to the higher planets. And one goes. But then, after some time, you use up your pious credit. Prabhupada explains that when one goes to the higher planets, one enjoys. And when one goes to the lower planets, one suffers. According to karma. Karma na daivanitra. Going to the higher planets means that you've gotten now like a bank balance, a credit of piety. And now every day on the higher planets, you're reducing your balance by enjoyment. Like going on vacation. You go off to some place and you check into a hotel and you enjoy it. But every day, your capital that you have available for your vacation is decreasing. The number of days you have available for your vacation is decreasing. Finally, you get to no money left, no time left, and you have to come back and go back to work. So the heavenly planets are like that. You get some credit, you can go, but then you have to come back. And the hellish planets, you get a debit. You have a debt of sinful reactions. But then every day that you spend suffering reduces your debt. And finally you come back to Earth again. The Earth is called Karma Bhumi. It's the place where you accumulate the results of actions, good or bad. And the other places are where you spend. You spend your pious credit, you spend your, use up your debit. But this is the place, the Earth planet, where the work actually results in something. But pious or sinful, the results are all temporary. Gatagatam kama kama levante. One goes and comes, goes and comes, goes and comes, goes and comes. Therefore, shubha shubha palaire evam mokshase pramabandha. The shubha or ashubha, pious or impious results of activities, once you get free from, there's no real profit in either pious or impious activities. And therefore, Krishna says, Nistragunivavarja. Rise above the three modes of material nature. Become indifferent to pious or impious, happiness or distress, good or bad, in the material world. Because that's all of no consequence finally. It's finally of no consequence. The real business is to get freed from the material nature by engaging in devotional service. Otherwise, you're in a class A, B, or C prison cell. What is the difference? You're in prison. And you may sometimes get shifted around. You go into solitary confinement. You go into the best cell. You go into the worst cell. But you're in jail, finally. What's the use? The business is not to move around the prison. The business is to get out. That's all. So the devotional platform is meant for that. But particularly the demons, they are neither pious nor engaged in devotional service. Neither pious nor engaged in devotional service. Just mischievous. Pious, at least if you get some pious credit, you can use that for Krishna. If you get some education, you get some good birth, you get some wealth, whatever, you can use that for Krishna. What's the use of becoming sinful and proud and intoxicated? But the problem is that even pious credit becomes bewildering. Janmai Sharya Shuta Shri Bhirya Damana Madapumna. The person gets some little beauty, little wealth, little education. And thinks that now I'm hot stuff. Becomes proud. And forgets about Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's business is to relieve the devotee from intoxication of all kinds. We say no intoxication. So, of course, the sinful persons are addicted to intoxicants like liquor and drugs and so many things. And they become bewildered and very low being intoxicated by these things. But a pious person becomes intoxicated by the results of his pious credit. Still intoxicated. I'm very smart, I'm very good looking, I'm very aristocratic. He becomes intoxicated by these things and thinks that, why do I need, just thinks that he's hot stuff. Becomes proud. And pride leads to fall down. Pride leads to fall down. Therefore, no intoxication. We should also not try not to be intoxicated by these material silly business. This sex life is another intoxication. One gets a beautiful wife and becomes intoxicated. And being intoxicated, one falls down. Dhiras tatram muriti. Therefore, one has to become sober. This Ravana was intoxicated. So much wealth, 10 heads, so much power. He became intoxicated. And being intoxicated, dhiras tatram muriti. One has to become sober. What is this intoxication? I'm so proud of something. People are wandering around in their big cars. They're intoxicated. They're driving, or whatever it is they're driving. Become intoxicated. They're like children. Children become driving around with their little toys. And the big men are driving around in their big toys. But intoxicated, forgetting the purpose of life. A sober person knows it will all be lost, it will all be finished. My high education, my money, my beauty, it will all be burned at the end. It will all be gone. So why should I be carried away? Even the smallest person is carried away. What do we have? I have a BMW, I have a Porsche. Oh, what is, Indra has an airplane. Of course, the big men of this world, they have their airplanes, but what are their little airplanes compared to the airplanes of Indra and the demigods? Or the demigods sometimes don't even need airplanes, they can just travel without them. So what is your credit that you've got BMW or a Porsche, so big man? When you crash, what's the difference between the guy who cracks up and dies in a Porsche and the guy who cracks up and dies in a whatever else you might want to have, Volkswagen, Toyota? The same. You become the same mangled dead body in any case. So have a very opulent funeral or a very simple funeral. What's it to you? You're dead. But people are carried away by these things. Some temporary little trinkets, ornaments. So here as Tantra, we should be aware that all my so-called credits of material assets, number one, will be lost. Number two, are not such a big deal, relatively speaking, compared to the demigods. What are we? And number three, are an impediment to me. My beauty. What is my beauty? My beauty means my beautiful bodily features. And what is this body? The source of all suffering. It's like a painted prison cell. Painted prison cell. Painted or not painted, but now my cell looks very nice. So we're intoxicated by this body, finally. The body is the source of all. Therefore, it's unfortunate. Those who are too beautiful, too good looking, they have big problems. It's harder for them to get free from their false egos. Harder to get them free from their false egos. A person who has a plain-looking wife is better off than the person who's got a very good-looking wife. Because he'll not be so carried away and intoxicated. The person who has not very much money, therefore the Brahmins, that was their business, to live simply. Doesn't matter, he had a good brain, he could make some money. But deliberately, they would remain poor so that they would not become intoxicated. Chanakya Pandit was the prime minister of Maharaj Chandragupta, but he was living in a hut. He was living in a hut so as not to become intoxicated. And Brahman means living simply. Although he could have lived very opulently, because he was a Brahmin, he knew that this opulent living will not happen. Similarly, sannyasis are not meant to live very opulently. My this, my that, my this, my that. And he becomes intoxicated and falls down. cars, my car, my fancy clothes, my perfume, my this, my that. And where's my girl? Sannyasis have to be sober, therefore they're forbidden not to live optimally, not to live very well, not to hold on to my money, good name. Voluntarily poor, so that they'll remain unbewildered by the material energy. So a devotee may have this or that, but he should be careful not to accumulate more than required, not to live more opulently than necessary. Simple living. Simple living. Krishna can live opulently. He'll never be carried away by illusion, because illusion is his maidservant. Illusion is Tam nasmenas sada nirastakuhaka. Krishna is far beyond the realm of the illusory energy. So Krishna can dress opulently, Krishna can eat opulently, Krishna can have 16,108 wives, Krishna can do as he likes and enjoy, because he's constitutionally the enjoyer. He can enjoy without becoming bewildered. But when we try to enjoy, it means we're already bewildered. Because I'm not the enjoyer. I'm the servant of the enjoyer. So in this way, we should try to remain sober, thoughtful, and engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness and not miss. The human life is short, and if we become intoxicated, then before our life is over, or by the time our life is over, we may have missed the opportunity. So better to remain sober, thoughtful, and cultivate Krishna consciousness so that our gain will be permanent. We can go back home and have to go. A little short today on time, so we can stop here. Are there any questions?
The scripture says that Ravana was to, he knew the Vedas for some extent, some degree. And I wonder, how could he be so intoxicated by his name and fame?
How could he be so intoxicated when he had some Vedic learning? Mm-hmm. Little learning is a dangerous thing. Prabhupada said, for example, the Sanskrit department, as soon as they know a little Sanskrit, they think that they're better than Guru Maharaj. You get a little something, and you think that you're hot stuff. I know the Vedas. Dr. Trivedi. One thinks that he knows everything. He knows a little something, and then he thinks he knows everything. So, it wasn't to his advantage. He was a Brahmin, he knew some this, that. Or, these would have all been good, but because he acted in defiance of the personality of Godhead, all his good qualities were rendered useless. Ten heads, that could have been nice. He could have chanted Hare Krishna with 10 mouths and heard with 20 ears. Rupa Goswami is aspiring. If I had more heads and more ears, I could chant Hare Krishna. Now, Ravana had the opportunity. He could have chanted Hare Krishna. Ananta has so many thousands of heads. That's what he does. He chants Hare Krishna. He chants the glories of the Lord with so many tongues. But Ravana, although having the advantage, he misused it. So then vomit from the 10 heads. That's it. So, Harava Bhakta Sikuto Mahaprabhu. If we don't use our good qualities in the service of Krishna, they all become bad qualities. They all become bad qualities. And if you use them for the service of Krishna, they become good qualities. If you're a musician, you play nice music for Krishna, it becomes a good quality. You go to the nightclub and play mundane music, it becomes a bad quality. Your intelligence. You use your intelligence for Krishna, it becomes good. You use it for acting against Krishna, it becomes worse than useless. There's so many big, big men with PhDs, scientific minds. Better to be a little stupid than to be such over-intelligent scientists defying the personality of God. If they were really intelligent, they would use their intelligence to glorify Krishna. But they have too much but too little intelligence. Not enough intelligence to attain perfection, and too much intelligence, sufficient intelligence to get in trouble. That's their problem. But Ravana had that. Something else? No.
We spoke about this last night, Padiatri, who had too much intelligence, rejected his guru, now he's addicted to yoga. And not to mention, too much intelligence means rascal. There's a story connected to the Brahmins, why they're poor. When Lakshmi and Bhrigu Muni had come to find out who was the Supreme Lord, the Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, and they kicked Vishnu in the chest. And Lakshmi had cursed that the Brahmins would be devoid of.
You'll never have opulence.
Have the opulence. If you go to South India, not all, but majority of the Brahmins are living very simple. Probably. Maybe a few Brahmins in Balaji have a little wealth. But most of the Brahmins are living very simple.
That means indirectly a benediction. Lakshmi gave her blessings to the Brahmins that you won't have to be stuck with material opulence. Just like that Brahmin, one Brahmin cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you'll never have any material enjoyment.
And you go... Well, the Shaivite Brahmins are a little bit opposite.
Yeah, that's because they're cursed. Lord Shiva does not discriminate. So he gives benedictions even when they're harmful. That one demon got Vrikasura, got the benediction. Whose ever head you touch, that head will fall off. And he wound up touching his own head. So, in this way. But Vishnu is considerate. His blessings are real. All right, thank you all very much.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.